Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by the Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of the Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we will be talking about five big animal health and veterinary recruiting and hiring trends. Stacy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
So, Stacy, we have not talked a whole lot about trends on the podcast, have we?
Well, not really. Within the past year, we've discussed pet ownership trends and how those trends have been affecting the job market. But this might be the first time that we've addressed animal health and veterinary recruiting and hiring trends head on.
So what was the catalyst for talking about them now?
Well, there's just so much going on in the animal health industry and the veterinary profession, especially the latter. And there are so many opportunities for job seekers and candidates in the job market. And we've talked about this before, but there's a lack of qualified candidates for many positions, especially for veterinarians.
All right. So where would you like to start?
Well, as you mentioned, we have five big animal health and veterinary recruiting and hiring trends to discuss. So let's start at the beginning. So the first trend on our list is a shortage of qualified veterinarians, which I touched on just a moment ago.
So we have discussed that multiple times before, correct?
Yes, we have. But today I wanted to talk about it again for a couple of reasons. So first, the shortage not only continues to exist, but it's actually become worse during the past couple of years. And second, there seems to be a debate about whether or not there is actually a shortage of veterinarians.
There is?
Yes, and all of the data and numbers currently point to the fact that there is a shortage and that the shortage is reaching crisis levels if they haven't reached that point already. So bear with me as I run through these numbers, which we have discussed before. So according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in September of 2022, veterinarian jobs are projected to grow by 19% between 2021 and 2031. I monitor the VLS website for updates to this data, but there has not been an update so far in 2023. The BLS is projecting 4,400 job openings for veterinarians each year on average over the decade, with approximately 1,450 of those job openings representing brand new positions. The rest of those openings will be to replace workers who transfer to different occupations or exited the workforce, some through retirement. When all this is said and done, we could be looking at a shortage of 15,000 to 18,000 veterinarians by the year 2031. And believe it or not, there is an outside chance that the number could be as high as 20,000.
And you're not the only one who is saying this, correct?
Well, I'm not. So according to a report released by Mars Veterinary Health in March of 2022, a shortage of nearly 15,000 veterinarians could exist by the year 2030. Based upon those numbers alone, there could be as many as 75 million pets that could be without veterinary care and services by the end of the decade.
So this is a trend that just continues to go in the same direction, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And at the moment, it does not appear that it's going to reverse itself anytime soon. And also, this trend leads us directly to our second trend.
Which trend is that?
Increasing levels of starting salary and compensation. Although this has been happening in the animal health industry, it's been even more noticeable in the veterinary profession.
So this is due to the lack of qualified candidates, especially veterinarians.
Yes, that's right. It's the law of supply and demand. Where there is high demand and low supply of something, that something goes up in terms of value. Veterinarians are in high demand, but there is a low supply of them compared to what is needed in the job market.
What have you been seeing in the job market in terms of starting salary and compensation?
Well, believe it or not, offers with starting salaries of less than $100,000 for full-time are being turned down, and this applies to new graduates too. New graduates have been asking for and receiving salaries in the range of $100,000 to $150,000 right out of school. In fact, some students are receiving offers like this even before they graduate, and many are receiving multiple job offers prior to commencement. Now, veterinarians with 3 or more years of experience are asking for and receiving salaries of $140,000 plus with production, and some emergency veterinarians are asking for starting salaries of at least $200,000 before they will consider making a move. They say that they can make more money doing relief work, so to take a full-time position has to be worth their while. We have seen salary ranges as high as $300,000 in general practice for an experienced doctor.
What about bonuses? I would imagine that those have been increasing too.
They have been, both in their frequency and in the amount of money that employers are willing to give veterinarians they want to hire. And almost every offer includes a sign-on bonus of some kind. These bonuses are typically in the range of $10,000 to $20,000, but they can exceed that amount if the candidate agrees to a multi-year commitment with the practice. And I've seen sign-on bonuses of $50,000. We have seen multi-year sign-on and retention bonuses as high as $250,000.
$250,000. Stacy, it used to be that a person can earn more money working in the animal health industry than in the veterinary profession as a veterinarian. Is that still the case?
Well, that's a great question, because yes, that used to be the case. However, because of the growing demand for veterinarians on the practice side, the gap between animal health industry and veterinary profession in terms of salary and other compensation has been steadily closing.
All right, so what is the next trend on our list?
The next animal health and veterinary recruiting and hiring trend is increased levels of what used to be called job hopping among professionals.
So it's not called job hopping anymore?
Well, not really, mainly because no one really knows what genuine job hopping actually is in this current job market. As an example, Lattice, a technology company specializing in business applications, conducted a survey a year ago. And according to the results of that survey, 52% of respondents who had been at their job for 3 months or less said they were actively trying to leave. And according to LinkedIn data published last year, Gen Z is changing jobs at a rate of 134% higher than they were in 2019, and millennials are switching jobs 24% more frequently, and boomers 4% less. And these trends have not reversed themselves during the past 12 months. While there have been layoffs in the information technology industry, especially among the larger companies, we are not seeing veterinarians involved in layoffs in the U.S., but I did recently see some layoffs for veterinarians in Canada.
So Stacy, does this mirror what you see in the job market on a daily basis as a veterinary recruiter?
Well, yes. So I have seen this happen during my work as a veterinary recruiter. Veterinarians are staying for shorter lengths of time than what I've seen in the past. And I've heard from at least 2 different sources recently that veterinarians are changing jobs more frequently so that they can secure large sign-on bonuses and some to pay off their student debt and leave the profession altogether. A professor at a veterinary school where I spoke this past spring told me that some of the students that are graduating are using their sign-on bonuses to pay off student loans, and then they're leaving the profession.
Gosh. So what's next on our list of animal health and veterinary recruiting and hiring trends?
Well, our fourth trend is the continued increase in the number of mergers and acquisitions in the animal health industry. So like the veterinarian shortage, this is a trend that has not slowed down during the past 5 years. In fact, like the shortage, it might be accelerating.
So what's been driving these mergers and acquisitions?
Yeah, well, good question. Well, you know, multiple things, starting with the growing demand for veterinary products and services. And to capitalize on this demand, companies seek mergers and acquisitions to expand their product portfolios and acquire cutting-edge technologies and research capabilities. In addition, because of the global reach of the industry, companies want to expand their geographic footprint and access new markets. So through mergers and acquisitions, they can gain entry into regions with a significant pet and livestock population, paving the way for increased revenue and market share.
So money is the driving factor. I guess that's not too surprising.
Yes, as is the case for mergers or acquisitions, money is the driving force and the bottom line for the companies involved. Mergers and acquisitions provide a competitive edge to companies that seek to strengthen their positions in the market. By acquiring or merging with other businesses, they can harness synergies, consolidate resources, and optimize supply chains. This results in increased efficiency and effectiveness, which can help help offer better solutions to their customers and outperform their competitors.
So what does this mean for animal health professionals?
Well, when a merger or acquisition occurs, companies usually don't need two of every department. And so as a result, they reduce redundancies. And this can lead to employees being overworked. And when that happens, some of those employees may start to look for another job. And consequently, there are two things happening at the same time. So first, there are veterinarians working in clinical practice who are looking for animal health jobs in industry. And second, because of ongoing mergers and acquisitions, there are experienced professionals already working in industry who are also looking for new animal health jobs. So this creates more competition for the jobs that do exist. And because there is more competition, those people who are looking for jobs within the animal health industry do not have as much leverage as those who are looking for jobs in veterinary practice.
So Stacey, what is the last item on our list of animal health and veterinary recruiting and hiring trends?
Well, the final item on our list is an increased emphasis on employee retention.
Is this because of the veterinarian shortage?
Yes, that's one of the reasons. And then also, it's expensive to hire a new employee, and it's more costly to leave a critical position open for an extended period of time and or hire the wrong person for the position. But there are substantial challenges, especially in the veterinary profession.
How so?
Well, the veterinary profession is a stressful one, and it has been for quite a while. So according to research published by the Cornell Center for Veterinary Business and Entrepreneurship late last year, workplace burnout cost the veterinary profession $2 billion per year. And not only that, but according to the Merck Animal Health's third veterinarian well-being study conducted in collaboration with the AVMA in the fall of 2021, 92% of respondents rated increased stress as one of their top mental health challenges. And that's more than 9 out of every 10, which is staggering to consider.
Wow, that is a staggering number. We've talked about stress and burnout in the veterinary profession before, but I didn't realize it was that prevalent. What can organizations do to increase retention so they don't lose valuable employees?
Well, the most important thing to remember about employee retention is that the onboarding of new employees start the moment they accept the offer of employment. It does not start on their first official day of work because there is no guarantee they will actually show up on their first day of work. And ghosting is prevalent in both the job market overall and also within the veterinary profession.
And ghosting is when someone doesn't show up for something, like an interview, is that right?
Yes. In fact, some job candidates have been ghosting on the offer and then even, as I just mentioned, on their first day of work.
Have instances like these become more common during the past few years?
Yes, I would say that that has been the case.
What can employers do about ghosting?
Well, the best way to combat ghosting and also ensure that candidates have the best experience possible is through proactive engagement. This means multiple things, including consistent communication, the clear setting of expectations, and also answer any questions that the candidates might have. Now, remember that after a candidate accepts an offer of employment, they're looking for reasons to believe they've made the correct decision. It's up to the organization that hired them to give them those reasons to stay.
All right, Stacey, we are just about out of time. So is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up today's podcast episode?
Yeah, so there are many animal health and veterinary recruiting and hiring challenges that exist in today's job market, with retention not being the least of them. Combating these challenges and overcoming the obstacles they present require a commitment and an investment of time, energy, and effort on the part of those company officials seeking to acquire top talent. With that commitment and investment in place, you're positioning yourself for more animal health and veterinary recruiting and hiring success, both in the short term and for the rest of the decade and beyond.
So how can the members of our listening audience contact you, Stacey?
You can visit the Vet Recruiter website at www.thevetrecruiter.com. And if you're listening to this podcast episode, then you might already be on our website. I would recommend navigating to the Contact Us section in the main navigation where you'll see multiple ways in which you can reach out to us.
Stacey, thank you so much for joining us today and for all of this great information about animal health and veterinary recruiting and hiring trends.
It's been my pleasure, Caleb, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.
Now, before we go, if you are an employer needing to hire top talent in the animal health industry, or you are an employer needing to hire veterinarians, reach out to Stacey at The Vet Recruiter. If you are an animal health or veterinary professional interested in being kept in mind for animal health jobs and veterinarian jobs, be sure to upload your resume to the Vet Recruiter website. That way we can consider you for jobs we have now or even in the future. Okay, everyone, thanks again for joining us, and we look so much forward to seeing you again next week.